Speaking of main men, when it comes to country football and social media, there's not too many bigger than Tom Bolsch. We spoke about him earlier this morning. Prime Train is sort of the handle he runs with these days. That's how he's known in the regions. At 81 disposals on the weekend playing football, that's a lot. And we've been able to track him down. The Socceroo has tracked him down to have a chat about it. Tom, good morning.
G'day, mate. Good morning. How are you?
Going very well, thank you. 81 disposals, Tom, is a lot of football. How did you do that?
It's a good question. I don't know, mate. Just working pretty hard, but honestly, like I was pretty fortunate. The boys just kept giving it to me. Sometimes in spots where I probably didn't even need to be used.
Well, that seems to have been the case. I mean, they had to give you the footy to get 81 touches, but they did it. They did it, which is magnificent. Who were you playing for on the weekend?
I was playing for Bloody Red Eyes in the Pecola District Football League. So I've been doing a few different games this year, playing at a different club each week until the June 30 cutoff, which has been a heap of fun, kind of trying to promote local footy and local community as much as possible, with kind of my content and media exposure.
So where did this concept come from, this whole I'm going to go and just play at all these different clubs and just put them on the gram?
I think for me, it came, like, I've grown up playing footy my whole life and I love the footy culture and, I love what footy has to offer for various communities. And since COVID, there's been a lot of clubs that have struggled financially. They've struggled to get players, to recruit, to get people to come out to their communities. So I think that for me, I see that my role is being able to help these communities, help these football clubs. Get their name out there, help with media, help with their social media, and hopefully get some new recruits as well.
So are you getting them through the gates? Are they coming on?
Yeah, to be honest, it's been a wild reception. We were at Phillip Island down for round one, which was crazy. We had 6,000 people there on Good Friday, or it was Easter Saturday actually, and that was unbelievable. And then, we've been all around. We've done New South Wales, obviously up in Blighty. This week we're down in Hobart. I'm actually in the Virgin Lounge as we speak on the way down. And then we're in Kalgoorlie next week, and then we're off to New York and London.
Bloody hell. So they just get in touch with you on Instagram, do they, and just come and play with us and come and help us out for a bit?
Yep, exactly right. Like, I'll just put up, a story or a post and say, do you want me to come play for your football club this year? And then I was pleasantly surprised by the amount of emails that I received and extremely grateful for being able to do what I do. And generally, they'll help out with some, if I need a fly or get a comm or something like that, they'll help out with that. And then in return, I'll hopefully give them the exposure that they're looking for, like anywhere between, 100,000 views on YouTube to millions of views across TikTok and Instagram. So it gets their name out there, gets their players out there, gets their sponsors out there, and it's great for their clubs.
How are you received by opposition teams?
It's been surprisingly positive, which is unusual. Playing one-off games usually in the league, you expect to get elbows or a few shirt fronts or something like that. But it's been insane. It's been super positive.
Righto. So what, the mullet, is that just part of the shtick? Is that what we're running, or does that get cut every now and then?
Yeah, no, it's definitely been a long time going. I think it's been about 4 years. I think it's getting a little bit too long at the moment. I think my girlfriend's not too happy with it. It's getting way too long. So I think I'm due a cut, but it definitely does bring the views in because most people are commenting about how bad the haircut is.
How old are you, Tom?
Man, I'm 24. So this is, I've been doing the social media stuff for about 3 years now. I started off, obviously, my brand and business name was Prime Train, Prime Training, and then that's kind of how I've got the nickname Prime Train. I didn't just give it to myself willy-nilly. It's the business name, which a lot of people get confused about. They're like, why have you nicknamed yourself this? It's like, no, it's my business name, and then it's kind of snowballed from there.
There's a bit of feedback coming through from one of our men, Mick Sharkey. He says he saw you in action at Phillip Island on that Easter game. Not only did he kick eight, he hung around, got right around all the young kids that come to watch him. They loved it. So that's part of the gig as well, to go and just create some good energy wherever you go.
Yeah, exactly right. And get down, like I got down on a Thursday and helped out with the juniors and I did the same at Penn Hill a few weeks ago. It's like they're the kind of people that are really into their social media, and they're the people that receive it really well. So I'm always out to, you know, to help out in whatever way I can and keep promoting local footy and community footy.
Well, it's good on you. I reckon it's great. The social media thing's going berserk, and country footy teams are getting a bit of love from it and promotion from it, which is good in challenging times for a lot of the teams in those regions. So I think it's good, mate. But I am interested, when you get 81 touches and you get third best, are you a bit flat about that?
I'm not flat at all, mate. Maybe I've got to be a little bit more effective with my disposals, a little bit more contested. I don't know. It's all good and well, to be honest. I don't think I was the best player in the day anyway. We unfortunately got smashed by 120 points. So I don't think that's why no one wanted to tag me, which probably didn't matter at the end of the day.
That's a problem. 20 goal smashing is a bit of a problem. But you had a crack, and I appreciate you being on the line with us this morning. Good luck in Tassie this week. We'll be watching.
Thanks, mate. Much appreciated. Thanks for having me on.
Tom Bosch, Prime Train. He's doing cool stuff. The kids love it. The kids love him. All the teenagers out there that are big on the socials, they love him. He's got the big, flashy mullet. He's ripped to bits. Runs obviously very well. Can play the game. And he's doing shows around the country, effectively, week in, week out. Good on him. Good on him and good on the clubs looking for some different ways to get promotion.